I was on a train to a northern city and had made myself comfortable, snug against the window at a table. Next to me sat another woman on her way to work. The train stopped and a bunch of noisy children jumped on. Three of them squeezed into the seats for two that were opposite us, two boys and a girl, aged about 9 or 10. They'd been on a camping weekend and were on their way home. The girl was chatty, her opening gambit, "What do you do?" The woman next to me told her she managed a call centre. The girl turned to me. "I'm a hypnotist," I said, wanting to make an impression. Her eyes widened. The boys looked interested too. "Can you hypnotise me?" she asked. I gave the stock answer. "There is no hypnosis except self-hypnosis. You do it to yourself." The girl pushed. "Tell me how to do it then." I did. "It's very easy. All you do is rest back in the seat, allow your eyes to close, and just float down inside like a feather floating gently down on an invisible breeze." My voice was mildly hypnotic. It was part of my spiel, after all. But what happened next shocked me. The girl's eyes closed, her head dropped forward, and, jaw slack, she sunk down into the seat. The boys gave a brief glance of surprise and then went back to mucking about together. The woman next to me muttered under her breath, "That was very impressive." I was in a quandary. I hadn't meant that to happen. The train moved through the countryside towards the city. No matter how much it juddered and swayed as it went around bends, the girl stayed slumped, swaying in sync with the carriage's movements. She must have been tired after all the excitement of her weekend away, but it was remarkable how well she was able to shut out the world around her. The boys paid her no notice, chatting and play-fighting. I knew that soon the kids' teachers would call for them to leave the train, and for once was at a loss for what to do. All that was in my head was the usual awakening routine. "And now let your eyes open and you'll feel alert and fresh all over." That was no good. I couldn't call attention to myself. As we were pulling into the city station, the call centre manager came to the rescue. She leant forward and said in a strong voice, "Come on, time to wake up now. You're there." The girl jerked awake. She looked around her, eyes wide, perhaps surprised that the journey had passed so quickly. The teachers, who were sitting behind us, so unable to see what was going on, stood up and chivied the children off the chain. This episode preyed on my mind, so I asked friends with young children what they would think of if one of them said they had been hypnotised on a train. "I wouldn't believe them," they told me. It was only partially reassuring.